was 12 and just a girl, if still a tomboy. And the kids all laughed and made up nasty lies. But then she came up and said really gentle things instead. Pretty soon she moved away, away from me. I was beautiful, and all the boys adored me. And the girls would look with envy in their eyes. And they never understood why I would or how I could try to end a perfect life and be set free. It would never get better.
It was already too late.
So I wrote my last letter
and surrendered to
I was 15 then, and God, how I was frightened by the men who should be boys with me in class. And I hope to disappear and to never have to hear what they'd call me if they saw me standing there. I was 17 and still I was a virgin when my father talked of fags and kicking ass. And I wondered, could he see that he was attacking me? So I prayed to God to hear my desperate prayer.
I was 16 soon and living on my own when all my family said, act the part or leave. It was tough out on my own, left with nothing I had known, but at least I knew the woman standing there. No one understood why I had sought my exit. No one could conceive of what I had to grieve. So they had me pop some pills, level out the vales and hills. And they called it progress when I couldn't care.
It would only be trudging.
It would only wear on. I could see they were judging.
I could see God was gone.
No one heard my voice.
No one heard my voice.
No one gave a damn.
No one gave a damn.
You call that a choice?
A choice to live. It through, though beaten, I'm not broken. And it turns out that this world is not so small. High school ends, you move away, and you make it into day from a darkness you had never guessed you'd shake. I was 22 when I gave up on praying. And I dropped my vow and told my family all. And I saw my mother cry, and I thought my dad would die. But with time they proved they weren't so quick to break.
I'm a woman now, and though I've lost my parents, I have tasted of the joy of being seen by a family of my friends. Though we may be odds and ends, they're the reason why I'm glad to be awake. When I came of age, I left that wretched city, left the meds and left the normalcy machine. If I live or if I die, at least I have a reason why. I believe I'm more than beauty or mistake.
and so I've prevailed now.
I'd have thought it absurd, but I'm glad that I failed now.
That my prayers went unheard.
Though life may be bleak now, there's a promise of bliss. Though you're weary and weak now, you will never know what you'll miss.
We know what haunts your dreams. You're not alone.